It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
The FBI has opened an investigation into Harvey Weinstein at the request of President Trump's Justice Department. The move came amid rumors that Weinstein was planning on heading to Europe for sex rehab, leading to fears of a Roman Polanski-style situation where he dodges prosecution in the U.S. But the movie exec appeared to change his mind and decided to travel to Arizona for treatment instead last minute. The FBI can look at whether he has committed any federal crimes and prepare extradition. I don't know. Yeah, he needs an exorcism. They're going to prepare. They're going to prepare an exorcism on Harvey Weinstein if he decides to go to Europe. Seems legit.
By the way, I love it. What's Trump's thing? It's Trump's super police or trooper, whatever. What is it called? His super
his Justice Department.
It sounds like a comic book or something like that. I can't hear you.
The devil.
Oh, the devil. Alex is like just behind. She's mouthing. I'm like, are you like, what are you doing? Okay, you want me to hit like what, this?
No, he's getting an exorcism. The devil.
I know everything. I'm the devil.
Yeah. okay, so Harvey Weinstein's daughter called 911 yesterday and said her dad was suicidal and police responded. According to law enforcement, he was at his 22-year-old daughter's house when their argument spilled out onto the street. Apparently, he flagged down a random vehicle driving past, begged for a ride. Sources say his daughter ended up convincing him to go back into the house, and shortly thereafter, LAPD showed up. Ben Affleck spoke out against Harvey Weinstein this week, stating on Facebook that he is saddened and angry at the completely unacceptable allegations of assault and harassment against the producer. And then, within hours, Affleck himself was accused of inappropriate behavior. The internet was filled with creepy video clips and firsthand accounts of Ben acting inappropriately towards women yesterday. In a TRL behind-the-scenes special on MTV, actress Hilary Burton remembers Ben Affleck coming up to her in 2003 and grabbing her chest.
Always like, I'm just free-spirited. It's so nice to see you.
And he wraps his arm around me and comes over and tweaks my left boob.
Nice to see you.
I don't know what happened, but Hillary also was like, ooh. I'm just like, what are you doing? And there was a little squeeze. I don't know. We played the tape over.
Some girls like a good tweakage here and there. I'd rather have a high five.
Yeah, so Hillary tweeted yesterday, so it sounds like she's like laughing about it in that clip or whatever from 2003, but she said, I had to laugh so that I wouldn't cry, which is really disturbing. Also, one of my favorite shows of all time. The owners of the home that belonged to Bryan Cranston's character Walter White in the show Breaking Bad are putting a fence around their home because they're sick of tourists throwing pizzas on their roof.
Wait, this blows my mind that you actually watched Breaking Bad.
Love Breaking Bad. I love scary stuff, and this show's kind of scary. I love this show, and I love Dexter, two of my favorite shows of all time. I've seen both of them from front to back, like, several times.
Yeah, I've seen the scene. Like, I've watched all of Breaking Bad, too, like, years later where they throw the pizza on top of the house. But it's like, I would never waste a good pizza. Like, why would you waste a pizza for a stunt?
I know.
What a criminal act that is.
You gotta do it for the pick. Kim Zolciak-Bierman has threatened to sue her Real Housewives of Atlanta castmate NeNe Leakes for millions. Kim's daughter Brielle Snapchatted a video of roaches at NeNe's home, and NeNe responded with an Instagram post calling the 20-year-old racist, trash, KKK, and a Kylie Jenner wannabe. Zolciak and Leakes have been frenemies since the show aired in 2008, and Kim wants a formal apology for this most recent incident. And Taylor Swift is developing a new app called The Swift Life. The app will offer her fans exclusive content, pics, and even a chance to directly engage with the singer. She posted a video preview of the app yesterday, and in the video she says, "Hey guys, it's Taylor. I've got something pretty awesome that we've been working on for a while that I wanted to share with you. I think you guys are really going to like this. I mean, I hope. It would be preferable if you did." The preview appears to refer to Taylor's own version of emoji stickers, with the video mentioning Taymojis on the app. And 50 Cent has opened up on social media about his rough childhood and his lack of sensitivity at times. He posted a childhood photo of himself on Instagram. The caption said, "Excuse me if I seem a little insensitive at times. I'm different. I came up a little harder than these guys. I make no excuses. I never met my father, and my mom got killed when I was 8. That is the garbage.
He went through a lot. He got shot 8 times.
Yeah.
Dang, man. Thank you so much, Alex. We appreciate it. Or was it 9 times?
Nine times.
Producer MYK was stewing in the corner. He's like, that's wrong. He was shot 9, not 8 times.